Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Today's cattle futures markets are under pressure here. We had live cattle down $1.30 in the August at 118.95. It's where they're going to finally settle. So starting tomorrow, October will be the front month. It's at 126.90, down $1.42. December, $1.20 lower at 133.47. So that August settling around 119 is really disappointing here. It had a really wide day. The high today was 123. People are using that. It appears to me that people are using that contract for its original intended purpose, and then that's to deliver cattle. So it's interesting to watch there. The feeder cattle were down $1.05 in September at 163 even. The October is $1.20 lower at 167.75. The November is 87 lower at 169.65. There is some hedge pressure at these levels. People are pretty optimistic, but at the same time, it's also a pretty high price. And as we buy cattle here for wheat pasture, they look at the March, April, May futures. See some hedge pressure there. The lean hogs were down as well. They were down $1.35 in October, 88.80. December's down 77, 81.95. February down 35 at 83.40. Box beef midday was up 36 cents on choice, $343.14. Select up 206 at 314.61. That choice select spreads $28.53.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The grain futures market in the red across the board here. We had corn down 7 to 8.5 cents. September down 6 1/4, 534. December down 8.5 here at 534 1/4. The March is down 8 at 542 3/4. The soybean market 6 lower in September, 1298. The November down 10 3/4, 1292. The Chicago wheat came all the way back unchanged here, anywhere from 2 lower to 2 higher. Kansas City wheat was anywhere from a half to half lower to about 3 higher. July next year, 17.5 up 3 1/4. Seeing some interest there. The Minneapolis wheat, 5 to 6 cents lower. December down 6 here. Cotton futures today down about 170 in the October and December. The news today is this export market is under a little bit of pressure here because the Hurricane Ida slowed down and made some pretty big damage in the export facilities. So that's bottlenecking down there on the Gulf, and the export market is likely to slow down here for the next little bit until they can make those repairs. But that causes a problem because we've already got new crop corn and beans down in Louisiana, Mississippi, and so on that are hitting the Gulf, and they don't have anywhere to go with them. So that's a little bit of a problem there for the Gulf market, and that's trickling through the futures market and putting pressure on us here. Dow Jones currently down about 36. Crude oil is down about 70 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.